Chapter 1.
My life never seemed to actually begin until I started college. I'd always been searching for where I belonged, on the journey of a lifetime, maybe even multiple lifetimes. Some people never take the time to enjoy life, and they fail to see the real meaning as well, always taking for granted everything they're given. As for me, I'm dreaming of a time or a life I couldn't possibly ever be a part of, which makes me feel like such an old soul that's been lost forever. Most days start the same, feeling like a piece of me is missing. It's like I'm living a life that isn't my own. The dreadful memories of my childhood are filled with foster parents. It's as if a huge secret was being hidden from me. I've tried to research back to when I was born, and the only information that I found told me my name is Sabee Rose Fouad, born on the 27th day of July in 1997. No biological parents listed. Why? Did they willingly give me up, or did some type of accident happen? It seems I will never get the answer. Every lead I have ever found comes to a dead end. The only things I know about myself are, well, I can speak and understand multiple languages. My skin is lightly tanned, and my hair is as black as night, and my eyes are as green as the purest uncut emeralds. Yet I've lost hope in finding where I'm from. My birth parents only left me with one thing, a necklace. I can't place the connection, but it feels ancient to me. The beaded designs remind me of Egyptian traditional neckwear, little hand-painted beads of different hues of blues, though some are even white. Is this the only hint I'll receive? How can I know? My mind desperately longs for answers, but right now I'm running late for class. Archaeology, so much to learn and so little time to do so. Daring myself not to waste another minute, I'm soon rushing out the door. Running a few blocks shouldn't be so hard. Making it past a few dorms and into the main building, I head toward my classroom. Oxygen is struggling to get access to my lungs, slowing my pace in the hall until I finally reach my classroom door. I know I'm going to hear about me being late yet again. I should have really signed up for night classes, but this professor doesn't do nights. Though I always seem to be late. It's not intentional. Time seems to slip away when I get so lost in thought about my life. I open the door cautiously, hoping I can get in without disturbing the class. A hope in vain.
Sabee, would you care to join us?
Dr. Alan Saboski, my professor, says. Oh, yes, sorry. I reply quickly, as I creep to my seat. The professor shoots me a hard look before continuing his lesson.
For those who have read my syllabus, you know that today we are uncovering more of the ancient Egyptian language and how hieroglyphs can have similar meanings. To start, everyone in this room should be able to identify this.
The projector shows a hieroglyph in the shape of an eye. This could mean two things. The Eye of Ra, my mortal enemy, Amy, shouts out. A sudden burst of frustration comes over me, and before I can stop myself, I say, "You're wrong." She barks back at me.
No, I'm not. As the professor said, we all should know this.
Yes, we all should know this. But apparently she never paid proper attention, because the eye shown is that of Horus. The professor's voice silences the room.
Enough, both of you. Amy, you are only partially right. Sabee, what is your answer?
Taking a deep breath, I say calmly, it's the Eye of Horus, since the iris of the hieroglyph is hollow. It's only the Eye of Ra when it's completely solid. Looking around the room, Amy just glares at me. She hates my guts because her current boyfriend is my worthless ex. Of course, she believes everything he has to say about me. It's bad enough to spend any time around her, let alone getting stuck in a class with her.
You are correct, Sabee. The Eye of Ra and the Eye of Horus are similar and different in more than one way.
Listening to the professor as he continues talking, I start to feel funny, almost like my mind is in a fog. There are words echoing in my head like a whisper, but no one in the room is talking to me. The words are in a different language, but I feel as if I know them. The voice is deep, pulling all of my attention to it.
Sahajid Lakahobi.
Who are you? This has to be my imagination. I have had this happen several times before, just never with a hypnotically deep voice. What do those words even mean? I'm broken out of my thoughts by Dr. Saboski's voice. I blink, feeling as if I've just woken up.
Now listen up, As you all know, tomorrow we are going to a recent excavation site to assist in the dig.